What's happening? This is AVG Podcast, and you are tuned in with 9/11. And you know I had to bring my dog Coop the Trill in, man. This so much shit popping off right now. I had to bring my boy Coop the Trill in, man. What's good with you, Coop?
What's the word, AVG, bro? Hey, I can't call it, bro.
Hey. Look, man. We're gonna talk about this Diddy situation, man. Cause to me, and it ain't even on no messy shit, but like this was one of the moguls that I seen coming up that really did that and really made it to that level. And I'm like, is this the end? Is this the end? Cause even look, like, even if you shake back from this shit and all of that, it ain't true.
Right.
When you got these type of allegations, I look at it like kind of like an athlete. You know what I'm saying? When he come out, like, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you the Mike Vick shit. When he came out dead, he was like, you know what I'm saying, a virus. Nobody couldn't touch him. So even if you do come out of this, because I want to say this, all this was going on with Diddy, these are allegations. Man hadn't been proven guilty in a court of law. But when your name this hot with this type shit, bro, is this the end of what we know of Diddy?
Man, look, bro, I put it like this. It put a permanent stain on his name, bro.
Yes.
It's a permanent stain. So, is it the end? I don't believe it's the end for nobody. But is it what it once was? No.
Yeah.
No, because you got to think, you know, he got a lot of corporate money. He had a lot of corporate money behind him. Mm. He just sold all the rest of his shares to Revolt today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, all of that, bro, like you said, it's like a Mike Vick situation, like. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna want to stand near him.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's gonna be the whole thing like that. He gonna really have to be independent and come back out. Yeah.
So look, when check this out. Man, what you was doing, because this is going to be kind of one of them things where you know where you was when some shit went down. Like, because I was walking through work, man, and somebody like, hey, man, they rained Diddy houses. I'm like, they rained Diddy house. And then I'm looking like, nah, I'm thinking like, because there's so much shit that, you know, with this era, you have to really kind of fact check yourself. And if somebody show you something on your phone, you still got to go see. It's like, don't even believe your eyes with this era. So you know what I'm saying? I went back. I'm like, damn, so this live action. Like, what were you doing when this story broke, man?
Man, I was on my way to the punch out the clock. And my partner had sent me the little video. The little aerial view was like, you know, and like, yeah, Ray Diddy's house. I'm like, what? I'm like, never.
Yeah.
Man, my partner, like, bro, it ain't just the LA house, bro. It's the Miami house, too. I said, oh, bro. And I said, ooh, I said, man, this is crazy. It was just like, the first thing I thought, I was just like, man, you know what? For the past year and a half, it's been all like YouTube videos talking about this man. So they building up their case.
Man, bro. It was building
Cassie,
up.
But I knew this. I knew once Cassie said what she said, I said, bro, this is going to open Pandora's box. Because she sued not only him, but she sued the company. So he had to settle fast.
Mm.
And you know how everybody, like, you know, the copycats come. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I know if I sue ABG, if Coop done sued ABG, and ABG settled like that mean I'm finna go throw a charge in it. So I can split bridge. They not knowing that I sued ABG, the whole company.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to because of all the employees, they stuff that work there. So now everybody coming out the room with stories and allegations and everything like that. So that's putting that pressure up on them. And then these people were really coming out like with real stories, man. Everybody's just trying to get a bag and everybody's just trying to tarnish this man, you know, because, I mean, bro, we've been hearing for years, bro, like how Diddy, you know, Diddy has not been the best. He's not been an angel in a lot of stories for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Decades.
It was like one of them things. It was like really the worst case secret. Like I was talking to my old lady about this, you know, because it's one of them things like right now. Like, it's a hot topic. Everybody on it, you know, everybody talking about it. So we kind of rapping about it. And I'm like, when somebody told me, it wasn't one of them, damn, did it type things. It was like, damn. Like, he finally got jammed up. But the thing is, it ain't just like what people trying to isolate it as a sex trafficking charge. Like, they got a drug charge involved, giving illegal use of weapons, drugs, issuing out. So it's a whole lot of shit to go with. Now, to, you know, of course, the sex trafficking is the top of the thing. But to me, I'm wondering, like, because, okay, like you say, this is an orchestrated hit. They did it on both coasts. News cameras already rolling. So, you know, it's orchestrated. So my whole thing is, though, when you talk about, because like you say, this been going around for decades, you have sex parties. So a party ain't Diddy and his bodyguard. Like, so if this shit really pop off like talking about, like, are you going to involve everybody? You know what I'm saying? Like, where do you think them dominoes could fall? Because that's what I'm trying to think about now.
Man, I think, to be honest, I think he finna Nino Brown some shit in a minute, bro. I think he finna be like, you know, hey, this shit bigger than Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
Because people, like you said, the party's going down. So I think some people going, because, you know, they already had the Suns Cup too.
I was tripping on that, yeah.
So, because they was a part of it, the whole thing was, they was slipping like little X-pills or whatever into like people's drinks and stuff at the party.
No shit?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's
why. I ain't hear that point. See, that's why I always call you. You be having shit that I always be knowing about, man.
Yeah, and then too, bro, it's crazy because like the sex trafficking thing is tricky.
Mm.
Because like, it's like, okay, in California, the state, the legal age for you to mess with somebody is 17.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But federal, mm-hmm, all across the U.S., right? No matter that state, but federal is 18.
18, okay. That's the law, so I'm familiar with.
Let's just say, you know what I'm saying, you were a 17-year-old, whatever. Y'all go to Vegas right quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's considered sex trafficking.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's like, it's weird, because like putting the sex trafficking on. When we hear sex trafficking, we think
of Underground Railroad type shit, like smuggling white vans. Nah, it ain't like that.
It can be as simple as him messing with a young girl of that age in this state, but because he overheard this thing, now it's considered sex trafficking, or she's a minor. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you shed some light on that I wasn't even thinking about.
Yeah, just, bro, okay. Yeah, so you know, I be listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but to answer your question, I think it's other people that's gonna get involved, because it's people coming out right now. Like, look, I'm ready to, because they getting involved into the case. Like, the feds pulling them in. So this is one lady. She a CEO or something. She was like, look, I'm ready to tell y'all anything y'all need to know about Diddy, as long as y'all get involved in the hood.
Yeah.
So they finna apply pressure on a lot of people. If you notice, a lot of his peers ain't really jumping in. The Mary J. Blige, ain't nobody said nothing. You
feel me? Nobody said good shit. So
they like, hey, people gonna start looking under eye hood. You know what I'm saying? So that's
but
the pressure finna get applied to me.
And what you say, I swear, man, it's the same shit I told my old lady, because she was saying, you know, they was talking about that, how nobody's stepping up in his defense. And I'm like, look, if, like I say, when you say parties, that means everybody you fuck with, they there. You know what I'm saying? So even if they're not involved, they secondhand know. You know what I'm saying? So you complicit to a certain extent, and it kind of go back to the R. Kelly thing, where, you know, you know what I'm saying? You got enablers around it. Okay, so how much, you know what I'm saying, you going to issue out that time around the board? You know what I'm saying? Like, you dealing cars. Because if y'all all there, you all see the drugs pass around, you all notice, hey, this kid that's a young upcoming pop star, whatever, he done went missing for a couple hours. He don't look right in the party. All that shit. But let's take hip-hop aside, because we talking like these parties, like he was throwing, was like, nah, these the A-listers, the elites.
Yes.
If this domino fall with Diddy, like, it ain't just us in that room, because a lot of the weird shit that go on, like, we ain't spearheading it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
We get introduced to that.
Exactly. And you know what it is, bro. This ain't shit but another modernized version of public lynching. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's all fine and dandy when they do it. It's cool when they do it. You know what I'm saying? But when we get
in
bro, we get publicly lynched, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now, prime example, I don't even know if you feel, but like that Nickelodeon little documentary came out.
I heard about it. I ain't seen it, but I heard about it.
So it's a dude, Rob Schneider. He basically like the CEO, white dude. He the CEO of all like the top shows that came out Nickelodeon like for the past decade, right? Mm. And 2 decades, matter of fact. And white dude, he's been known to be doing like crazy weird shit, right?
Mm.
But they're just now releasing a documentary about him. But what you just said, I heard about it. I ain't really known him about it. But you can't just hear about the Diddy shit. This Diddy shit is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's, man, and like, you know, like I said, same thing with like R. Kelly. I'm not just fine with him doing, but you know, If you got R. Kelly doing something, you know what I'm saying, and you don't give him a certain punishment, give that rest in peace to Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner was doing the same shit. Now, he ain't videotaping this shit, but everybody knew he had the young girls in the Playboy Mansion, bro.
Thanks.
But y'all want to give him the same punishment. Y'all want to glorify him and praise him.
Thanks.
Like players. You see what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Well, R. Kelly did the same exact shit this man doing. He's disgusting. He nasty. Just at the third. Nah. We need the consequences need to be even, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We need equal consequences on both parties.
Hey, and we seeing, man, speaking of that, we seeing laws getting bent and who they conform to across the board right now. So it's crazy to see just the justice system at work or not at work, really, at this point. But, man, so where, because I was hearing a lot of Meek Mill name threw around, and it's like, where he fitting all this? Like, what's, maybe you can hit me to that. What's the Meek Mill angle?
Mainly because, bro, Meek, but you know, Meek chill with him. He chill with Jay. He chill with, you know what
he
I'm
do.
Saying? He chill with everybody.
And you know what? Let me say this right quick.
No, go ahead.
Because I know Meek, he done did some shit like when he did. It's like to me when he did that big, you know, we got kind of got in the bike and everybody thought, you know, it was a big injury. To me, it kind of, when everybody pushed to get him out, it kind of put him in a different room of rappers and stuff. Because I didn't see Meek, you know what I'm saying? It's not to knock on his skill and them, but I didn't see Meek being one of them. Being in like the Rat Pack, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of a weird angle for me from the jump, cause I'm like, damn, Meek in that room with them.
I mean, Meek, bro, like he, like it's videos, you know, Diddy, you know, Diddy Lingo is like he calling niggas daddy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you, daddy. He was calling.
I caught that weird bro. Shit with Fabulous on Drink
on Drink Champs. So
I caught that.
Diddy was saying the same type of shit to Meek Mill.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that too, it's a photo out where like Diddy and Meek Mill literally got on matching outfits. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was just like, so everybody kind of like, bro, what you want? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So that's why Meek get pulled into it. Meek pretty much catching the stray right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He catching the stray. It ain't necessarily like he got anything to taste or anything. Like they just catching the stray just because he affiliated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's all that is. So, and then it was the producer that's like kind of threw some charges at Diddy like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that Meek Mill was there and he believes Meek Mill and Diddy messing around, whatever the case might be. So that's why Meek Mill catched some strays.
Okay, because I was lost on that because I started hearing like at first the story broke and then I started hearing Meek this or they better hope they Meek better hope they don't live. I'm like, Meek better hope? Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Oh, with Meek, like, I don't see this. It's like, man, you don't know what to expect these days. And everything you hear is like the shock value is gone now. It's like, it ain't no more shock value with shit.
None. I don't even, bruh. I be just so, bruh. I look at shock value. The stuff that goes on nowadays, bruh, I look at it like I'm trying to watch paint dry. Like, I'm just real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with this Diddy situation, the way, bro, like, you got TPD was like, yeah, you know, he paid me $1 million to kill Pop, and I'm still waiting on him. You know
that shit. So that's, you know what I'm saying? And then, look, check this out. Now, I think, did we talk about this last time? What's the lady name? Jaguar kind of been speaking on shit like this for a minute now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And the dude, now this ain't got nothing to do with Diddy per se, but you kind of brought up Nickelodeon, the cat, what's his name? Orlando Brown. Was kind of speaking about stuff, and you know, and like you say, the public lynching, the humiliation is always you come up to be a junkie now, or you come up to be you losing your mind now. So how much credibility do you have? But when you done seen certain shit, like I was telling somebody, man, when you see certain shit, you react different, and when you verbalize it, you can see the truth. No matter how, man, I can be talking to a wino dog, a crackhead dog. If it's certain shit he recall, man, a nigga eyes tell the truth, man. And this certain shit Orlando Brown was saying, now some of that shit, okay.
Yeah.
He geeked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's certain shit that he's saying, and it's certain shit that some of these victims saying that, you know what I'm saying? You see it from a point of truth. It ain't no like, hey, I'm on some money, I'm on some. Cause like you say, he paid with Cassidy faster than he done paid any artist. And ain't no artist even saying nothing. Like ain't no, hey man, I ain't seen no post come out on Twitter, Instagram, or with X Instagram, and nothing saying, hey man, my dog ain't do this. Cause you ain't bound to no gag contracts. You ain't got nothing saying. You can come out, like if somebody attacking Kookie Trill, like you say with me, on suing them. Somebody say, man, Coop did X, Y, and Z. I ain't even got to talk to you. We ain't even been at the talk. Nah, this ain't my dog. You know what I'm saying? At least that. I'll post that. If I can't get in, nah, this ain't my dog. This ain't who I know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen none of that. Again, not saying he guilty, but shit like that I always make you like, damn, dog, ain't nobody in your corner saying, hey, not too much. You know what I'm saying? Like they say today, not too much.
Nah, and that's the thing, bro. Like you said, nobody's saying, no, not Diddy, not my dog. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's like, well, you know, everybody kind of turning their cheek like, well, shit, you know. Hey, that's on that man. That's the vibe. Like, silence is an answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that nobody's, like, coming to defend him like that, it's just like, damn. Because, you know, I mean, bro, like, I'm a person, I'm just observing as you. You know what I'm saying? I see how people act. I remember a minute ago, this had like 2010, some shit like that. It's when T.I. first got to jail. It's all over YouTube. T.I. first got to jail the second time. He had a welcome home party or whatever. And Diddy ran hard on this nigga, this average Joe nigga who was buying like Grey Goose or something like that. And this is when Ciroc was cracking.
Yeah.
And Diddy was like, nigga, who was you, nigga, turn, man, take that down, bitch ass nigga. I mean, cussing this man out, everything, bro.
No shit.
He went throwing bottles at this man, telling him, yeah, nigga, we Ciroc for it, nigga, you don't buy no Grey Goose in here, all this shit. And I peep people curved, dude.
Man.
And when I saw him do that, I said, oh, well, okay. This nigga think he need no brown for real. So
for real.
It's up to matter of time, bro. Like, I'm just a person, you know, like I said, everything, I don't even know about the whole, you know, I'm not in the whole sex trap, all these charges getting thrown at him, but I will say this, cannot escape your karma.
Man, you know that's so true.
You can't escape your karma, bro. You don't get it one way or another, bro. Like, and if you don't stop doing what you're doing, bro, like, no, it's gonna come at you tenfold. And unfortunately, bro, that shit hitting him like an avalanche.
Man, look, that's some real shit. But, man, you know what was some wild shit? Because you can't tell me, like, just how the feds orchestrated that shit. You can't tell me this was this was a boss move. All this shit pop off, and your plane just so happened to be headed to an island that you can't be extradited in. It's like the game, you know, you got the ball and you got the three cups and you moving shit around because everybody was like, man, did it, Goldie? It was reports. They had already put that man running and out the country.
And you know what's crazy? So that plane that they said, right, when the feds met that plane, that nigga wasn't even on there.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the three ball games.
The
plane gone and this boy here right in Florida, I tripped out. Right. Now look, let me tell you this. Cause like you say, now we talking about how did it been on the defense, but did you see what broke about an hour ago?
What?
Boy, Diddy came out and said, well, I don't know if it was his personal statement, but his lawyer released a statement. This was a gross overuse of military authority to serve search warrants and stuff. Never been detained, never been questioned, orchestrated. You hit two houses, media there. So now he on the offense saying like, what's up? Do you think he got that angle, or
him trying to flee don't make it look good?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because one could say, if you not guilty, what you running for?
So okay, so, well look at it like this: if he went on the plane, was he really running?
True. That's true.
Cause look, like I say on some boss shit, this boy can say, man, okay, if we playing like that, I got enough money to gas this bitch up and just send it across the water. Y'all go follow that.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I know New York cats and they arrogant like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause he ain't get clearance, he ain't get none of that. Because you know, I don't give a damn you got a private plane or you taking off from DFW airport. You got a log of when you on Homeland Security. Airlines was leaving. It got charters. It got manifests. You're not just escaping. So he already know that. You know what I'm saying? So he say, man, I'm going to send this bird across the water. Y'all go follow that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, guilty or not, that was some boss shit. Like, hey, I'm right here. I ain't even ran. I'm right here.
But so, yeah, he it's going to be interesting how this play out because so many charges been thrown at him. Like, you're going to have to dodge a bitch like Neo because more is going to come.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. It's just the tip of the iceberg, bro. Like, it's going to be more that comes. So, I don't know, bro. To be honest with you, I really don't know how that's gonna play out because, like you said, he got that cocky attitude, and you know, Cassie, she might come back and she might, you know, start testifying. And just never know. You know what I'm saying? Now he got more enemies than allies.
It's real shit. We gonna wrap it up like this though, bro. What I can see happening is this boy gonna be on some Jack Nicholson type shit. Cause he gonna be like, okay, if y'all come take this shit and you really, cause if you just release, okay, what you think gonna damage me, I can see him if it do go down. Cause like I said, these are all allegations. None of this is proven. But if he does have a day in his say, his arrogance, you want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Because if those parties are really exposed, I promise you, the names that come out of there will be worse than the manifest going to Epstein Island. That shit would be ridiculous because you ain't going nowhere. This the A-listers. Because just your name being there automatically implicates you with him. And this shit, like I say, he going to be toxic after this. So regardless, guilty or not. Yeah.
I can see him looking like, Judge, your ass is at the 42. You know what I'm saying? Like, type shit.
You can't handle the truth type shit. Like, that's what I can see happening.
I can see that too. It's different, bro, because I can't see it going down like R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it like this. Like you said, I can see him. I think that he's going to expose some people. I think
he's not going down by himself. That's negative. That's negative.
I think it's gonna be like how it was earlier, like I said earlier. Like he probably gonna beat it.
Mm.
If he do beat it, his name ain't gonna never be the same.
Do you think it'll be on some Cosby type shit though? Like to where he just he'll have to fade off, or is he still young enough to keep? Because Diddy, what I will say about Diddy, what I respect about him too as a businessman. The dude has stayed relevant through decades and reinvented himself.
That's what I'm saying. He gonna persevere through it for sure. But I think he's gonna be a little bit more quiet. I say that. I don't think he's gonna be moving. Because think about when that 1999 incident happened.
Mm.
The shooting in the club. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of moving a little bit more chill after that. So I think he's gonna feel the corporate pressure. Not people really want to do more business.
Yeah.
And he really gonna have to be quiet. He gonna be probably a little bit more ducked off. I say that.
I feel. Look, man. Anything you want to plug before we get up out of here, man? How the book doing? Let's speak on that before we get up out of here.
The book.
I gotta get one too, bro. That's my bad.
I knew when I said I released a book. If I were to release like an audio book or something like that, I know people would be fast. It is.
Yeah.
But the book did good. You know what I'm saying? It was what you think it was worth. So I got I made some good money off of it. And overall, bro, it was just good to hear people that said they were motivated by it. That was like my whole point of releasing the book. So the book was on point.
Yeah.
It's still a good. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to have like a digital product out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? Just expand on my brand. But you know, as far as everything else, you know, I got more YouTube videos coming. I got music coming for the summer. You feel me? And basically, bro, that's what I'm doing. Just staying consistent with that. You know what I'm saying? Just y'all finna see my face. Y'all finna see me a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Usually, you know, I can't really duck off for real because everybody feel like when I'm duck off, I'm planning something. So you know what I'm saying?
I see. Yeah. They right. So how can they get the book? I know you say it's digital. How can we get it?
It's through my link in my bio. It's through this website, but it's a link in my bio. It's going there. Click the link in the bio. It's gonna say Mogul Mantras Bank. Click that, and it's gonna take you straight to the link to the book. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes.
It's the link in my bio for sure.
Too easy, man. Look, y'all go run and check that up, man. If y'all trying to get some money, you trying to get motivated, you trying to do anything positive, I promise you, you tap into that, it's gonna take it to the next level, man. But y'all know how we always wrap up, man. Always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, coup de trill, gone,
sir.